The following is a special encore presentation.
I'm Alexia Ridley with Athens News Matters, a show dedicated to local news, current events, and community outreach efforts. Today, panelists discuss Chief Scott Freeman's resignation. That's next on a special live edition of Athens News Matters. Hello, I'm Alexia Ridley, host of Athens News Matters, and my guests today are my regular panel, Blake Aud from Flagpole, Gwen O'Looney from WXAG, and Lee Shearer from the Athens Banner-Herald. We are talking about the unexpected resignation of Chief Scott Freeman, and Blake, I'm going to let you give us a little bit of history on this. It's a brief history, but it's history nonetheless.
Sure, yeah, this just came out last night. We're not exactly 100% sure what happened, but Chief Scott Freeman very abruptly resigned, or at least that was the appearance of it, very abruptly resigned Thursday night, and Joe Johnson of the Banner-Herald broke the story a couple hours before it was set to be made public, and he quoted Mayor Nancy Denson as saying that Chief Freeman had been fired, although the official news release said that Chief Freeman resigned to quote, pursue other opportunities. I was able to speak to the county manager, Blaine Williams, Thursday night, and as he explained it, this was a mutual decision, and they had been having a lot of conversations about morale in the morale in the department and about attrition, about the inability to recruit and retain officers, which is not a specific issue to Athens. I mean, everywhere in the country, this is a problem because police, you know, it's a hard job and a dangerous job and they don't make a lot of money. So it is hard to find people to do that. But they had some ongoing discussions, and I guess for some reason Thursday it just really came to a head, and finally, you know, the decision was made that he had to go.
Right, and we do have some comments from Manager Blaine Williams. I think we can kind of run that if we do have that available.
Mystery to anybody that policing is really in a sort of state of crisis nationally. And has become under increasing scrutiny. It's a very difficult, intense environment to work in. And, you know, having the police officers that we need to keep the citizens of this community safe is all important to me. We talked at length, and we have been, about conditions at the department, you know, that some of which are beyond the chief's control, as we just talked about. And we came to a mutual agreement that, you know, his resignation would be acceptable. Well, we are going to conduct a national search and make sure that we bring the right and qualified candidate here to lead the women in our uniform of Athens-Clarke County.
So we heard comments from County Manager Blaine Williams, who said they came to a mutual decision that his resignation would be acceptable. Chief Freeman came in and June 2015, after Chief Jack Lumpkin retired from Athens and went to Savannah. So Lee, just like us, we got this pretty late last night. What are your thoughts?
This is going to reverberate. It's hard to, for some people, I think, in the African-American community, for example, to understand this. And they may be having questions. I think our new commission may be having some questions about this because it doesn't seem to really be related to job and performance, just on the surface of it. Now, I must say that it's our police reporter, Joe Johnson, who's trying to unravel this at this time.
And there is something from the county they did issue. Jeff Montgomery sent out a rather sort of a long statement about what happened, quote from the chief, quote from County Manager Blaine Williams, but this was a really sudden departure.
Yeah, and it, I mean, the release that came out from the county, I mean, it was really just kind of boilerplate stuff. You know, I thank Chief Freeman for his service, and, you know, I'm happy to have served and blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, there was nothing really substantial there. You know, and I agree with Lee. I mean, the vast majority of the people that I've been talking to about this are very concerned about Chief Freeman's departure because there's a fear that this is because of a lot of the reforms that Chief Freeman has made in terms of community relations, reaching out to the community, especially minority communities, implicit bias training, you know, things of that nature, that now are we going to be moving away from that? And Manager Williams says no. You know, he is going to hire someone who's going to continue that philosophy, and that the management issues are really more internal management issues and not the direction that the department is going in as a whole. But I mean, there's still that fear out there that, you know, what is the reason for the lack of confidence in the chief's leadership? I mean, the questions people are asking are, is this because, you know, officers are unhappy that they kind of can't, you know, they can't run and gun, they can't be cowboys, you know, they can't be, you know, there are things that they can't do, or they don't feel supported because, you know, the chief is putting limits on the way that they can do their job, and the limits are limits that the community really wants.
Yeah. Like not hitting somebody with your car. If
sure, yeah.
Yeah. Who is it? I wonder who doesn't have confidence in his leadership. I'd also like to note that last year's crime rate in Athens was the lowest in 20 years. Joe Johnson had an article about that in our paper a little while ago. You can't give Chief Freeman the entire credit for that, because we've seen reductions in crime for about that same period in many areas across the nation. But in terms of that sort of crime protection statistic, I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, and the community policing approach really is, I mean, it's been proven statistically to be a very effective approach. You know, I mean, when you have the traditional policing approach of just kind of, you know, riding your car through neighborhoods or just sort of responding to crime when it happens, I mean, that doesn't do much to actually prevent crime. That just creates fear of police in the community. And when you get officers who are out of their cars, who are walking a beat, you know, who are involved, who know their neighborhood, they know their precinct, that does a lot more to prevent crime than the other more traditional approach.
And I know, Gwen, you have been quite a supporter of Chief Freeman. So what are your thoughts regarding the sudden resignation and departure?
Well, you know, it's always that in and out thing. What we see on the outside is very different from what may be going on in the inside. And evidently, the manager and Chief Freeman have disagreed for months, have had conversations that led to this. But I'm very concerned. There's always a leader, an army feeling about this kind of institution, the police department. And I think in this case that the leader was way different than the army, and that we never saw a reconciliation of that. And my concern, you know, there's nothing that the commission or the mayor or anybody can do about what the manager does on hiring the police chief. And I was, Blaine hired him with Al, with the previous manager, I'm sorry. But anyway.
Alan Reddish, right.
Alan Reddish. And so I felt positive about the direction I saw this going. And my concern is whether or not we will get that direction in a way that this community wants. And maybe we need to work with our police force to make sure it is a reflection of what our community wants.
Well, I know that, you know, that he did have some support from groups like the Athens anti-discrimination movement. They felt that he was certainly reaching out to the community and trying to make inroads and make the community kind of aware of what's going on. You know, the chief really stressed transparency. He wanted people to know what was happening at the department. And even when things weren't so easy, like when we saw the child who was restrained by officers, you know, that certainly caused an uproar and got a lot of attention. But they released the body cam footage, and, you know, he invited the media. They didn't shy away from discussing it and explaining their side. You know, even if people disagreed, they would see what was going on. So I know that seemed to be a big thing in a lot of the community, that at least they felt like they were maybe being considered.
Definitely.
In June, there was when Jerry Salter was fired, there was an entirely different kind of uproar from an entirely different group of people, more conservative people,
right,
thought that that was not the right thing to do.
I think a lot of those people don't live in Clark County, though. I saw a lot of comments online. I think most of them were from people who don't live in Clark County. But I was at an anti-discrimination movement meeting when the news broke about this, and the first thing that Mocha Johnson, you know, who's one of the leaders of that organization, said was, you know, did he lose this job? Did he lose his job because he was reaching out to us? And that was the first thing that she said. So, I mean, obviously there's that suspicion there. And the transparency thing you brought up, I think, is kind of interesting too, because somebody emailed me last night and said something along the lines of, well, you know, I mean, with all the big scandals that there have been, you know, no wonder he got fired. And, you know, I was thinking about that, and I was kind of like, well, I wonder how much of that really has to do with the transparency, because the transparency is great. And a lot of the things that happened, you know, you wouldn't have seen that kind of transparency. And in fact, I mean, a lot of departments probably would have like tried to sweep it under the rug, and we might not have ever heard about it. And if we did, we would have had to have, you know, kicked and screamed and dug and scratched, you know, to try to get that information if we could even get it. But
and gotten it much later.
Right. And so I wonder if, you know, that was almost sort of like too much of a good thing, maybe, you know, in terms of. There was so much controversy that was generated by it. And again, I'm not saying like less transparency is a good thing. I want more transparency, but it did generate a lot of attention, and not all of it was good.
Well, I think it brought the community into the discussion. And in the end, I think that my understanding from the administration is that they that those issues didn't play a part in this. Now, that's hard for me to believe, because I think there was a huge moment when Salter was fired. Then I knew there would be an internal problem there. The reality is that we are getting ready to take on a commission that wants to decriminalize or whatever it takes, grass in town, that is really feeling great about cash bail, getting rid of cash bail. I think that's going to be a focus. And I think it's really important that we have a chief that is a partner. You know, Jack Lumpkin's the first police chief in over 20 years that had a decrease in the murder rate in Savannah. And when you look at how he policed, it was with a focus on the serious, not the easy pickings kind of approach. And I think that we need to really be looking at the next chief that's chosen. It has to be one that is more in line with the problems and the morality, the expectations, the culture of Athens.
I would like to know more about the so-called attrition problem, if that's due to retirements, if that's what are the numbers there? I don't know.
Right. Well,
I asked Blade Williams about that last night, and he couldn't give me an exact number. But I mean, I do know that this has been a problem in every department that I've ever covered, and it's been a problem in Athens
forever,
as long as I've been here. They're never at full strength, you know, because it's because people just come and go because of the nature of the job.
Well, it's not only the nature of the job.
And the benefits,
the
pay and the benefits.
Right, but Athens does a great job of training its police, of putting a huge amount of training in, and Scott Freeman increased that amount. and these other cities and suburbs of Atlanta, et cetera, they steal these guys without, you know, and offer, they're offering larger salaries. You know, one of the issues that we aren't looking at was Scott Freeman did a lot of community outreach, and in those programs, I don't know if y'all went to them, but there was a lot of talk about, like, adding 30 policemen, that was what we needed.
Yeah, he at one point said that because that he needed those officers in order to be able to spend, to have his officers spend more time training.
Right. It was one of the themes, though, of his outreach, those community meetings that he did. And I think that was a little unrealistic to start at that, you know, to say we need 30 policemen. I think that put off the manager and the commission. And then our police officers, if they got their hopes up or expected that to happen, they were more disappointed. So I think that was an issue that needed to be understood.
And that request, I mean, that never even made it as far as the commission, you know. I mean,
that got
nixed at the level of the mayor and the manager before the budget even was proposed.
Right. It kind of showed he was outside
I don't believe that there's been a significant increase in police officers in quite some time. Do you?
No, I mean, they're about, if not exactly, pretty close to the same number of officers that they've been, you know, since I started working here.
We're going to take a quick break here, guys, and we will be right back to continue our discussion about Chief Scott Freeman's resignation after this. Welcome back to this live edition of Athens News Matters. My guests are Blake Odd from Flagpole, Gwen O'Looney from WXAG, and Lee Shearer from the Athens Banner-Herald. We are discussing the resignation of Athens-Clarke County Police Chief Scott Freeman on this show, and we were speaking about the attrition rate at the department, since that seemed to be a real primary concern for County Manager Blaine Williams and his discussions with us as to the main problems at the main issues facing the force.
And I think we need to be asking the question, why is the attrition rate so high? You know, if it's the pay, if it's the benefits, I mean, that's something that can be addressed.
And if it is even high compared.
And if it is, sure, if it is even high, what is the number? And, you know, or is it because of, you know, as Gwen mentioned, you know, is it the fact that, you know, the leader and his troops, you know, there was a difference in opinion on how the force should be run. And I mean, if that's the case, I think
sometimes you get a high attrition rate because it's time for a lot of people to retire.
That's right. The boomers are checking out right now. And also, if you look at the waves of hiring, you'll see that there were attrition rate has always been high. I remember when I was on city council, because you've got the surrounding counties, you've got the Atlanta Metro Suburban. Like now, our former police chief was working for DeKalb County. You know, that's an example. But you also have the University of Georgia police corps and security programs that they run. So there's a lot of different career paths for police that are in this community.
At least in terms of kind of the higher ranking folks, there were a lot of retirements when Chief Freeman came on board, and a lot of people who were at retirement age went ahead and left. And Chief Freeman put in his own people. He put in a much younger group, you know, at the captain level and above. So is it the rank and file, you know? And I mean, what do we need to do in terms of recruiting to get rank and file officers who buy into the philosophy of community policing?
Yes. Yes. That neighborhood, getting out of that car and walking around and talking to people. You know, I'm the historic old lady again, but in 1975 through 80, I worked for the National Council on Crime and Delinquency. And believe me, neighbor, when I came into the mayorship and talked with Ron Chandler, I remember, was the county, about neighborhood policing, you could have thought that I was talking about blue on the moon. You know, it was just totally inconceivable. We are in a position now where we as a community need to know what were the issues of disagreement. Is there a schism between our force and our police force in our community's values, and we need to make a strong statement of that. But the manager is the one that will control this position. I kept the commission up until 4 a.m. one time fighting to get Jack Lumpkin instead of Mark Wallace.
This is something I've been thinking about for a while, though, and I wonder if it's time for Athens to move away from the strong manager system.
Right. The Charter Commission has recommended a move away every time and been ignored.
But should the elected officials be more involved? And in this case, they were not involved, and they were not even informed until yesterday. The commissioners weren't that this was going on. So
by phone,
And I think I think it's time, because Athens is growing and we're becoming more and more of a bigger city, that maybe it's time to be like most bigger cities and have a strong mayor system where the elected officials have much more control over the day-to-day operations of the government.
Right, because right now, think of the change that is coming as far as looking at different things. And we may not be geared up with it because we've been going in a very professional direction.
I'm sorry. What recourse? You guys know more about this than I do, I think. What recourse do the elected officials have now?
Absolutely none.
And
they could, I think they could get together and probably fire the manager, but that's the only position that they have control over.
That's right.
I think they could, I know that the mayor recommends the manager, but there's probably couldn't you get like a supermajority of commissioners to to do that?
Oh, yeah. That's the way it has to work, because the manager can only be fired by the commission. But the other thing that
I'm not suggesting that be done.
No,
I just
understand.
Want to make that clear.
I understand. Okay. We're just talking about process
This is
hypothetical.
Process.
Yeah.
And if we were to change to a strong mayor system, what would that take?
Right. Well,
that would take a change in the charter. Would that be the legislature?
Only the legislature can do that, and they would never agree because of the control, the
political makeup of Athens. They would never do that.
But also the lack of control that really exists with elected officials when they are not it's a strong manager, as we're seeing. But the other thing that commission could do was make a very strong statement to the manager that whoever he was looking at in interviews, et cetera, that they wanted someone with a background in neighborhood policing, a community outreach approach, someone that wanted to move our force into a position to where they were seen as more in line with our community values. And I'm not saying, I really would like, to know what problems or incidents Blaine saw that he felt like were inappropriate to know where we're going in the future.
He told me it wasn't any one thing in particular. I asked him that, so.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't Chief Lumpkin big on community policing as well?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, he did the horses, he did the bikes, he did the walking. He was a person that, and he really involved the men in making decisions about the community, and he had a large black leadership. I don't know, what is our black leadership in the police force today?
It is not as good as it used to be or as it could be, and that's one thing that Chief Freeman has been criticized for, is that he has not promoted a lot of black officers into the higher ranks.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's changed that recently. In the past year, I'm going to say he has made a couple of black officers captains, so that was a good start. But he doesn't have a great track record at promoting minorities.
Right. Yeah. What?
But he would tell you that he's not getting applicants, or that he doesn't have qualified people, to put in those positions.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be he's addressed that, and I think that was his rationale. But again, he did. After being criticized for that, to a certain extent, he did, make a more of a concerted effort to change that.
Right, right. Well, it's we just had the police chief for Winterville was just fired.
In Watkinsville.
Watkinsville, that's what I meant, Watkinsville. I apologize. Yeah, And so the police chief is a really important person in a community. And we are, you know, Athens is in a situation right now where we have questions about that's firing, and we have a new superintendent that, you know, is you know, we're still getting used to. So it's an important time for us to make our values known.
Yeah, and you spoke with Blaine. I'm assuming you had more time with him than I did. Mine was a very quick interview, but did he say anything that he's looking for in particular as they conduct this national search?
And did he say anything about a timeline?
He did not say anything about a timeline, no. And I don't know if I asked him about a timeline either, so... but, you know, he basically said that he was, you know, he was going to look for someone who was going to, you know, continue with the community-oriented policing philosophy. So, I mean, he made it sound that the philosophy, the direction was not the problem. It was, you know, a lot of really kind of internal bureaucratic management stuff that really had nothing to do with the public. It was really more just how he managed his department, I guess, you know, and not really the outward facing aspect.
Yeah,
that
this was
makes sense.
Yeah, they weren't getting along behind the scenes because out in the community was very happy, and that's a hard decision to make when your community was as happy. And
yeah.
So Blaine must have really had a difference, and we need to understand what that is so that we can. Let the commission know whether we agree with that or not, you know, to go forward.
And there could be things that we just can't see from the outside going on that were legitimate reasons.
Yeah. I mean, we're not in the department. And, you know, I mean, what Blaine told me was basically that, you know, I mean, real or perceived, he had lost the confidence of the department, and it became a management issue that Blaine had to deal with as, you know, ultimately the person who runs the government.
While at the same time, I think he had gained a lot of confidence out in the community, especially in the African-American community in his time here. And that could be at risk a little bit going forward.
Right. Yeah.
You know, one of my concerns about these things is that we're in a time of very, these national narratives that are going on are very easy to turn a town into high-level law enforcement. And the reality is that we are in a community with a low, very low crime rate, has not changed under Freeman, stayed low.
It's gone down.
Yes, it's gone down, right. And it has to, a lot of that crime is not crime that is dangerous or that should be in jail, for instance. And as we move forward, we need to be looking at that.
Yeah, and we need to focus on the local and not fall into that national narrative. We need to look at what's going on here in our community.
Well, thank you, Blake. That is going to be the last word. You didn't get the last word, Gwen.
I didn't want it.
Sorry.
No, that's perfect. I do want to thank my guests, Blake Odd, Gwen O'Looney, and Lee Shearer. To hear this show again, visit WUGA.org for a podcast. For questions or comments, visit our Facebook page. This show does not reflect the views of the station, WXAG, the Banner Herald, or Flagpole. Athens News Matters is a production of WUGA, a broadcast service of the University of Georgia. I'm Alexia Ridley.